This is a Gutter production.
Was Rivers Cuomo related to Andrew?
That would be so funny if he's part of the Cuomo dynasty.
he's like Rivers Cuomo
part of the
half Japanese elderly. Do it to me every time. I killed them in the nursing home that I defrauded people about.
I'm Googling it, and it's the first thing that comes up. And no,
I am black. I am gay. I am Jonas. I carry the will.
Oh, Gannon, that's fucking
Eric
that's
Adams
fucking
is related to Brian Adams.
That's fucking beautiful.
is the Brian Adams song is like, no, I'm thinking Robert Palmer.
Addicted to love is the capital, is the New York City of love songs.
We're rolling. It's an orange sky, twilight. The twilight is trickling down between the two large buildings that make up this alleyway. These buildings are rough, industrial. Again, there's like soot covering everything. There are these pipes that come out and sort of expel steam from time to time. The actual building itself seems to be made of copper or some kind of metal and sort of like crummily put together. As we come on down, we see a very tight alleyway, probably only about 12 feet apart between these two buildings. And there's a lot of junk on each side of this alleyway. Like one side we can see is like garbage cans, some fabric, a ladder made for a gatto, of course. We are still in Gatto City. There's like some discarded pottery to the right, but a lot of this is like, you know, a lot of trash being put out here. Right ahead in your vision, you see a figure all in black. Big smile. Got big, long-toed, black reptilian boots. He's got big old black leather chaps. He's got this black leather jacket and a black leather cowboy hat. He's got aviator sunglasses on his face. He's smiling big. He's smiling big with these little sharp pincerly teeth. We see the gang now. The gang are other side of this. Staring down at this guy. Oh, and behind him, he's got this little kitty cat that's kind of like, just kind of sitting there.
And that's Blackout.
That's Dorinda's kitty cat.
That was me telling the ending credits not to play.
Yeah.
We did look around. We're like, what's...
Right in front of you guys, you see Meat Stew. Meat Stew is, of course, super tall, 6'3", bulky, large fellow. He's got on his cuirass, this knight's breastplate, and the flannel shirt kind of popping out. And he's got a dark look on his face. Like he's looking out at something that he didn't expect to see. You can see his teeth through the side of his cheek where the bright red lesions from blood nettle sort of trickle away. And then we have these three guys, Scratch, Otter, Violet, standing. And in the distance, of course, we hear the sounds of the demonstration behind them of the Zealotus Kinikisians. And it's a stare down. Or what is it? He's just appeared.
Otter's laughing too, because I'm in on the joke. The joke is how small this guy's pinprick dick is. And we're laughing about it. Otter's saying all this laughing.
Whoa, dude, really?
It's an inside joke between me and the old D cowboy over there. The D stands for dick, comma, little.
Hey, man, good for you for not taking that to, you know, taking it in stride.
Now you must not have gotten the memo. I cut that shit off. I do not fuck.
What?
I do not fuck. I cut that shit off myself.
You could just not fuck without cutting it off.
Yeah, you
why
didn't need
you,
to
oh
do all
God.
That, buddy.
I don't give a fuck.
I thought we killed you and shot you down.
I think he just kind of disappeared in a hand.
Not hurt. No, no, no. That hurt really bad.
Good.
What's your name?
Her name is Fuck You.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Suck my fucking little Ken spot, bitch.
Fuck my... Excuse me?
My little fucking Ken spot.
Violet
black as fuck.
Violet
what are you
shoots.
Doing here, loser? Are
you shooting him?
Of course I'm gonna shoot
After
him.
After that Ken spot comment?
Oh, and on. He called me a bitch.
Violet,
he didn't call you a... Did he call you a bitch?
Yeah. Oh, he just said... Suck my Ken spot, bitch.
Oh.
So he's getting shot
now. Okay, I mean, I thought we were going to maybe yab at each other for
Violet,
25 minutes.
Violet is...
All right,
is
fine.
Cold, is,
Violet does not shoot. Violet
doesn't shoot.
Pulls the gun and
Scratch
points.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Were you calling them a bitch, or were you just calling us as a group?
It's kind of like all three of you guys.
What about...
Don't call my friends a bitch.
And I'm calling him a bitch, too, the fourth guy.
You're talking about meat stew, huh?
That's meat
now that's going to get you killed. Scratch pulls a pistol.
Wait, hold on, all right, hold on. Right. Now, were you calling him a bitch, or were you calling even
yeah,
bigger guy?
Yeah, were you
guy
calling me a bitch? I was calling all of you guys a bitch.
Well, let me
you're just one big bitch to me.
Well you're
big
one
bitch
little
that
bitch.
I'm about to kill.
Well, guess what?
Oh, you
this,
are going
to... This bitch, Otter points to himself, had a nasty case of diarrhea earlier, and I didn't have anywhere to go. So I went right inside that little horn of yours. Mm-hmm. Filled it right up with my hot sludge.
You can talk, you can talk. And everything's squashable, and did you have the horn on you right now?
Nope, and you are not going to find it if you kill us,
You'll
bitch.
Never find
yeah,
it.
Bitch.
And you won't even have to worry about that, because you're going to be dead as soon as we finish our parlay.
Game master question, he doesn't know. Do you guys have the horn
no,
on you?
No, we...
Did you leave
wait,
him
is
the
this,
car?
Wait, is this really the game,
this
master,
is game master,
or is this him just pretending
this
to be the game master?
This is not him. This is not him. This All is right, the game
Mike,
master.
Thank
I think
you
probably
checking.
In a backpack.
It's in Otter's backpack.
I feel like you probably would have
yeah,
brought it with you.
I think yeah. we're just fully lying.
And
okay,
game master, guess what else is in my backpack? My stinky brown sludge. I wasn't joking when
I'm
I said I diarrhea.
Game master here.
No, no. I got a bone to pick with this GM in front of me. That's your boy? You play that guy?
I just play the nice guys, too.
Nah, I want only nice guys from now on.
All right.
I want good little boys.
Well, here's
play.
The thing.
We'll
I really like the cowboy, and I do want him to join our party as a kind of, like, Piccolo figure or Vegeta figure. Where he turns and it's like, oh, nasty, but then, like...
We need a common enemy for that. And right now, he is a common enemy. One of the most common there is.
Hey, pal!
Yeah, what's your name?
You want to join our party, pal?
Yeah, what if you renounced your dark overlord, and why don't you kneel and kiss my blade? Otter pulls out his red scimitar. It's pulsating. It's pulsating, I'm saying.
Gatos, little Muppet Gatos are closing window shutters around.
Also, Violet, who this cowboy was just like, what's your name? And we said, fuck you. And I said, so I'm fuck you. And what's your name?
Hi, Dad. I'm Fuck You.
They call me Cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the meaning of all this is. Did you guys know this guy?
Yeah, we've seen this loser before. He's stalking us. He's trying to grab our horn. We may have some, I don't know, little rinky-dink relic of his that he's real worked up over there. He's got his knickers in a bunch.
And he won't leave us alone.
I think maybe he's got a couple screws loose. We should be nice to this guy, actually.
I feel
also,
bad
don't
for
you,
him.
Honestly.
We feel bad for you. We actually
pity you.
Funny you should be behaving in that manner, Mr. Meat Stew, because... And he turns his cowboy hat around.
Oh, my God.
And the cowboy hat says on it, the man who weeps blood will bring you to me.
We're not going to be... dicks about you having trouble saying all that, Dark Cowboy, because it's all happening live. We get
the
it.
The man
it
who weeps blood
and
will bring
you
to the dim bugles and stuff. And the
you'd
thing.
Have to take it off
and
the
cowboy.
And read it.
Yeah, no, that's impressive.
Like,
we're giving
gist,
you a bone.
It brought us to it. Wait, you got that from the mall?
Yeah, I got it in the mall. I had to kick a few asses to get this, but all in a day's work.
Oh, well, let me pull mine out. And Otter takes out his Who Farted shirt and says, what does that say? Who farted? You did. You stink. You smell bad, and I'm the one who pooped in that horn.
Your body's going to be farting a lot.
After I eat you.
After you're dead.
After I eat
after
you,
you're dead,
and I'm digesting you.
When you die,
I'm going to eat you like a little tapas. Just a finger food.
I think I'd be a bigger meal than that.
I think you might just be one tiny little bonbon. I think I might eat you before eating a much larger meal.
I think when I eat your shit, when I eat your fucking shit.
Yeah, when you eat my poop, what about it?
That's not what I said.
You said you're going to eat my shit.
Do you guys even read what this says on my hat?
Yeah, it's scary.
It says when you go to the guy, you get there.
It is hard. It's hard to read. Can you just come in a little closer?
Nah.
No, but seriously, what does it say?
It says the man.
How about this? How about I insert it?
Yes. It says,
"The man who weeps blood will bring them to me."
Ah, so sinister now that we know the true word.
And you know that every other part of this did get left in, including. Yeah.
And that wasn't you. That was too
general. I know. Even the way he said bitch wasn't at me. I was just being a bitch.
So what, Dark Cowboy?
Yeah, what is that supposed to mean? Anyone can get a hat.
You came here and you wanna kill us? You wanna try to let me guess. You wanna take the dim bugle back?
Let me guess, you wanna put your eggs in me and make my belly real big?
Yeah.
This is the first time Scratch has said this out loud.
You want to empreg my buddy Scratch?
You want to do that?
You want to go inside his belly and he goes, brap. And then poops you out.
Then I got to be pushed around in a cart.
And to be fair,
I'm so big.
We ain't kink shaming, but we are shaming you for what you did to the people in the mall, presumably, to get that hat. What happened to Orange
Julia? Didn't know you fancied them.
What'd you do to Orange Julia?
I didn't see an Orange Julia around.
Did you see like a puddle of melted goo that maybe was like, "Hello, I'm Burning Lee Mulligan"?
I thought that was shit I stepped on.
Oh no.
That's the leading figure in our genre of entertainment, you son of a turd.
That was just some crud on my shoe.
Well, guess what?
Didn't smell too good, I guess.
Hey, how's your boy Barry Treble doing?
I don't know him.
That's not
my boy.
Who are your boys?
You know who he is?
Here's the thing.
Name six of your boys.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, we would. We want to pick your brain.
Oh, by the way, Violet, also, you're still feeling really fucking smart.
Oh, yeah. And so what do I smartly recognize and know?
Eleni, look for a chandelier hanging over his head.
Use detective vision to see
classic,
the chandelier.
The classic D&D move. Where's a chandelier?
Yeah.
So,
I'm sorry, what do I smartly know?
Oh, I can't remember, but you were just saying something.
Oh, I was just feeling really smart.
I just don't want to forget it. I don't want us to be 40 minutes in and forget that you're
Dark
feeling
Cowboy.
Crazy.
Okay, let's
cut all the crap.
Let's cut the fucking shit.
You and I could yap all day.
I'm ready to tango.
And I would love that.
I would love to tango.
And why can't we?
Why won't you just join the fucking party, man? We know this is where it's
What do you want?
I want the bugle.
Why?
You can put the bugle down right now, I'll take it easy on you.
Why?
We ask one question.
You can ask three questions.
Okay. Well,
One for each.
Why is one of them, for sure. But can I just put my other question out there, because it is tied, and maybe...
It better be a Y comma, one, two Scratch, for one.
I want two for one.
Can I ask a question?
Maybe. What is your question?
Can we have more questions?
Where'd you get those boots? I'm not telling you. You got two questions now.
Oh, come on. You can't just not answer.
I can do whatever.
What's
going to
happen when we give you the dim bugle, churl?
I'm going to leave.
Beyond
so that. Cryptic.
Why the fuck do I got to tell you anything?
Because I'm going to lay down a world of pain on you. Yeah, you're going to be crying.
Hold on. The fact that we already blew the bugle, what does that mean? We already blew it. Did you know
we
blew
it?
And
we know what it means, but we want to know what you think it means, loser.
That question seems to really make him mad.
We blew the bugle. We flew in the mushrooms. I don't know if those are...
They restored my body to tip-top factory new.
Yeah.
Look at this. Rips his shirt off. He's looking strong for an older guy.
He's making his pecs dance. Look at that.
Pulls his... Put out. He starts
Holy
jacking
shit.
It. No, he doesn't do that. He doesn't do that unless you subscribe to the Patreon.
Yeah,
and make him dance for you.
Our R-rated version of every episode where we have an added sex scene.
That bugle was meant to call for the return and only the return. And you have called the return prematurely. So if you give it to me, I can put things back to where they were. But if you keep on holding on to it, you're not gonna like it.
Well, if putting things back into order means, like, if the return coming too fast is bad, then we will willingly give you this without a fight. Just convince us, man.
Where's Bodhi Chambers?
He's looking super confused. I think I answered your three questions.
No, you didn't. You literally, to one of them, you said, I'm not going to answer that.
Yeah, sidestepper.
So you could have just been like...
That's called not answering.
Like, does the genie, when you say, oh, I want more wishes, does he You're go, like, oh, that was
I'm
one of your wishes, but you can't
one.
Do it. He just says, no, you can't do it. You get another wish.
Yeah, genie, dance for us.
Yeah.
So the point is, man, listen, I'm just saying, if you
It's
don't...
a limited edition Rick Owens.
Okay.
It's a limited edition His Rick boots. Owens. I snuck backstage... At a Harry Styles concert, and it was gifted to him. He didn't put them on yet, and
no way you got those.
So I did take it off him. It just really, I had been kind of looking on Depop. I've been kind of looking.
What's your favorite
eBay.
Harry Styles song?
You look.
I really
good
am not.
Him.
I'm honestly not a fan. I'm more of a One Direction guy. Oh. I keep he's claiming to have a lot of really interesting influences on the last album. I'm not really hearing it. I'm not really hearing it, so I'm not really connected.
I'm more a fan of
Honestly, their whole their solo overs have really sort of let me down. I mean, it's just like classic pop
no,
music.
No. Zayn is making good stuff. You're not listening to Zayn's new shit.
It leaves me a little cold.
Well, maybe,
what was I talking about?
I told you where the
boots were from.
You were there with the boots, but the point is, look... We can still get this through without a fight. Maybe you think you can kill us, but you can't do it.
I can kill
you. You can't do it without a bad day, okay? And we're saying we'll just hand it over without a fight. If you can just tell us why it might be in our best interest as well to slow down the return, whatever that means.
Right. Why would we give it to you rather than keep it?
This guy's not going to tell us jack shit.
He's pulling for his gun.
Buddy, listen.
Violet already has
You have one chance to join the party before you draw that gun. One last right. chance.
He's got his hand hovering, sort of.
Scratch, it
know.
Ain't happening. It's time to
we have
dance.
Fun.
Wait, sorry, repeat
just
what you just said.
We have fun.
What did you say?
We have fun.
We had fun?
No, we have fun in this party. If you join a party, you would also have fun.
The three of us have more fun than you've ever had in your miserable little life.
And you could join
user.
Us and have fun.
You could join us and you could renounce your eldritch gods or whoever
no,
the hell
even
you
have to renounce or whatever. He can believe what he believes, but just, you know.
No, he has to be Christian, Muslim, or Jewish. Those are the only options,
oh,
bucko.
Whoa. I'm, what is it?
I'm just playing mind games.
Oh.
It's okay. I know you're Janus.
You know what I was going to say?
I know Scratch is Sufi.
That's a Zoroastrian, yes.
Oh, Zoroastrian? Are actually super chill. We have a bunch of them in Blackport.
How about this? Mm-hmm. I'm not interested. I'm going to take the four of you on.
Okay.
What about the fifth? And Otter points to the guy behind him.
Oh.
Does he look?
He doesn't look.
Damn. Now that guy's really going to kick your ass.
I'm going to spot
Although, behind, although when you say the fifth and he doesn't look and you're like, oh, darn, he doesn't look, you see Dorinda's cat sort of like sit up. Sitting position and then sort of sit up, pause in the air for a second, and he looks up, and then he looks at... This happens pretty fast, but he looks at Scratch, looks at Otter, looks at Violet, and all of a sudden you guys are just like... Whoosh! You feel like you have a touch of luck. You just got a big blast of luck. Dear listener, I had not been doing the luck rules right. Everyone needed a lot more luck, so... We just rolled to get a bunch of luck, and this is this is how it happens.
Can we react to the power entering us?
Yes. You guys are feeling like a kind of warmth.
I'm Otter. It manifested through a McDonald's jingle.
Dorinda's cat blackout runs.
End of episode.
Dorinda's cat blackout runs into
end of episode.
Dorinda's cat runs into an open door and out of sight.
Blackout. End of episode.
All right. So really quick off sidebar. We trying to have the four of us
both
beat the shit out of this guy right now?
His legs and his arms so he's immobile. But don't harm the voice. Don't harm the moneymaker, the face. Because we're gonna need him on merch. He's gonna be part of our party later. So
yeah. I think we could maybe breed him with Petruvius and create a new race of.
I'm shooting him in the heart. Bam! Oh, Violet shoots.
Oh, and whatever he breeds with Petruvius can breed Scratch. Oh,
you wish, Casers, Stoners.
No, Casey doesn't want any of this. This is Scratch's sick perversion.
Let's you and me do to see who's first on the draw.
Okay.
Combat is beginning now, but to figure out who's first on the draw between Violet and me.
Cool.
The cowboy. Let's roll for it.
I got a hot hit.
I got a hot hit. What did you get?
25.
Wow, we were like neck and neck. Yours is lower though, so you go first.
All right, now I'm gonna shoot you in the heart.
All right.
Follow maybe the gut. Maybe make him survivable.
No, this guy's, he's been blasted by a turret. Like, he's going to survive this.
That's a great point, Mike.
We just have to do blunt force trauma to his entire being. Turn him into dust.
Oh my god, I failed. I'm spending some luck. Because I only need to spend 5 to make it a hit.
Well,
so.
he will get a dodge, right?
Yeah.
So should I not do it?
No, I mean, it's
you
only
should,
5
you should,
luck.
You might fuck up his dodge.
You got a whole big boost from our little sweet boy blackout. Oh, no. Episode back. Back.
Fuck. I actually failed that.
So I do roll damage?
Yeah, roll damage.
I roll 1d10.
This is Eleni's.
Jesus Christ.
Game-breaking Desert Eagle.
Wait a minute. Oh my god, this is incredible. Eleni, you have to kill him. You have to capture him in your head, Pokeball.
Okay.
We have to lock him in your brain. So
I don't think
he can
die in a normal way.
I don't think so either, but wouldn't it be fun if he was in Eleni's head?
Yeah, oh my, well that would be bad news for our boys. Yari and Norn.
Honestly, this is crazy. My rolls are shit.
Good, that's good.
So after all of that, I get only 6.
6. Okay, so they're stiff and still for a moment. A breeze rolls on down through this alleyway.
Tumbleweed.
Sky, tumbleweed in the distance. We hear that the sky is everyone's lit in sort of a ghastly orange and violet. Both Violet and the cowboy are looking at each other, arms out to reach for the gun. They both go for the pull. Violet beats the cowboy to it. That Desert Eagle is shimmering in the fading light. Blam! That fucker kicks back hard. This fucking bullet is spinning out of the thing, and you see it go, and it hits him. Part of his leather jacket is just like, boom, blown open. And he's pulling his gun, but he hits the ground. Bam! Falls down.
Uh-huh.
Everyone, we are going to start combat.
Oh.
What is your dexterity?
Mine is 70.
Going on 80.
Mine is 75.
Mine's 60. I love how I'm like, oh, I'm so strong now. I have less dexterity than everybody else in the party.
That's still pretty good.
I'm not so strong. I'm just better than I was. That's all.
Okay.
You're just better than you was.
And you're not as good as you will be.
I'm not as good as I will be, and I'm not half as much as any... What does Bilbo say? I know half of you as much as I want to know, and more than half of you, half as much as...
I'm Bilbo, like, I don't know, something like
he
that.
He says, I'm Bilbo fucking Baggins.
I'm half as much as I used
Turn
to
me
be,
up.
And half as much as I more am.
That's it.
The cowboy takes the bullet, hits the ground, immediately rolls behind a pile of garbage that's to you guys on your left side. And it's like it almost looks like a mattress and some fabric and some like garbage cans and stuff, but it's like Gato City-ify that a little bit. It's not exactly a mattress. It's like sort of like a chair or something. Anyway, it's scratched to hell. It's scratch killing. But he's hiding. He rolls into cover behind the garbage can. We're going to go to Otter.
How far away is this guy? I mean, they were in shooting range.
Yeah. Let's say 10 feet away.
Okay.
No, 10 feet. No. 15 feet away.
Is that close enough for me to... The thing is, this guy's got a gun, and he seems supernatural. Do I want to engage him with my sword? Yes, but from a tactical standpoint, this is bad news. But for the drama of it, I gotta go over there and sever off something.
Which one of you guys has the bugle right now? He doesn't know that this is just Game Master.
Otter has a bugle.
Otter has the bugle, and I'm guessing you guys all have, like, packs on?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Sorry, go ahead.
Do I see him, or he's, like, obscured by
He's obscured.
Okay.
Is there a catwalk?
There is verticality here. There are, like, catwalks and things all up and down the sides of these two buildings. Weird pipes, little stone walkways.
Give me just 1 second. I just have to search inside really quick.
Well, he's got his hand way deep down in there.
He's really searching inside.
Oh my god.
Never seen such a thing. Oh my god.
Marriott.
Whoa. And does Scratch have a gun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Scratch might not be shooting, though.
Ooh.
He runs.
Yeah. Scratch leaves. Yeah. He flees. That's why he's Scratch, because he's got fleas.
Okay. There's so much we could do. And the fact, the thing that's giving me pause is, because I'm in the cat town, is that the last time I went into battle with my sword, I got stabbed. And we had to blow the damn bugle to undo that mess.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe Otter has learned a little bit of caution. He's has his hand on his sword. He's going to reach around, grab his shotgun, one pump, and just blast the trash at this guy.
Oh,
guy's
I in. Love that.
Just because, you know, worst case scenario, there's no worst case scenario. This is going to go great.
In XCOM, this is like actually a really good move. You're destroying the cover for the next.
And honestly, some of the pellets might go through.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got two shots, so I'm going to roll for that.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Okay. Otter is going to... He rolled a 44. I'm going to spend luck to turn that into a hot hit.
Boom! Okay, so let's describe this. So Otter ups the pull.
Otter had one hand on his scimitar, and the other one's reaching for his shotgun. He pulls it out, says, "Forget the Alamo. Blast this garbage." And I ain't talking about the cowboy. I'm talking about the literal garbage, not the metaphorical one.
Dude, it goes flying. This shit gets blown apart, and you see... I mean, it's right now it's just like it's like dust and chaos and stuff, but you do see shards of leather flying all over the place. Like, this dude's jacket is pretty fucked up.
Not laughing now!
Next up, we have Scratch.
Here's the thing. Scratch does have more points in this firearms in my new character sheet, but I feel like I want to, like, justify that. So he's not just going to, like, choose to shoot. That's not his thing. But... Scratch is like, this is a great opportunity to provide cover fire.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he always has an assortment of fireworks in his backpack. Ganon, I want to lay down, you know, one of those like things that shoots like a bunch of the like, and it has like a whole bunch, it has like 50 points on the top or something. Mm-hmm. And they all like fire off like a little kind of like flare bullet thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I want to light that and just tilt it down so that there is just a constant stream of things going in that direction, so that anytime he were to like get up over cover and try to aim at us, he would be avoiding that and it would be kind of putting him at a disadvantage. Can I do that?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. And hell, we can say Scratch just pulls the backpack and immediately, and this is a thing that he's had to do a number of times, so he's getting pretty good at it, just grabs whatever he can get, and that's what he gets, and he's like, perfect. And he quickly, he lights it, he tilts it on his side, maybe slightly at an angle with a little rock on the ground or something, and it begins to torrent one after the other, little trailing projectiles in that direction. Nothing that would harm, but something that would obscure.
Excellent. Yeah, it's going crazy, loud bangs and bright lights. It's Meat Stew's turn. Meat Stew, you see Meat Stew reach to his sides, and he pulls out two flails.
Ugh.
He starts swinging them like two helicopters, and he just rushes into the chaos. He rushes into like little fireworks are popping off of his cuirass, and he's rushing towards the garbage, and he starts whipping in the direction of where the cowboy is. Okay, so you just see through the smoke and the fireworks, like Meat Stew is like swinging. Swinging like, you know, he's not, you can see he's not graceful with this stuff, but he's a bludgeoner. He's striking without grace, but great force. But this little black, squirrely object, you see it duck and dive out of the way, and then you see it like sort of like climb up the side of the wall, like walk up the side of the wall.
What
just
the
like
fuck?
Walk up the side of the wall. And at the top of the wall, he looks down. He's looking. He's standing at the wall horizontally, perfectly horizontally, looking down at you guys. And he goes, and then he opens his mouth, and a huge noise comes out, like a huge, like he's able to speak incredibly loudly. And he's like, "X sucks cock in hell. super loud, blasting down that alleyway.
Oh, no.
Blasting down that alleyway, clearly rippling into the square.
Nobody's going to come to our show after this.
What the hell? Oh my God, you guys. It's been a minute since we've been in it.
Lord, it's almost been a month.
It's been a 100 months.
Hello.
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 Hello, everybody. What the hell is up? It's the interlude.
It's the interlude, and we're smiling to the interlude. What the fuck are we going to talk about? You're there sitting, you've got your headphones in, or you're in the car, or you're on the train, and you're listening to this at full volume on your phone, and you're shaking right now. You're saying, what are they going to talk about in the interlude? What are they going to talk about in the interlude? This is my favorite part of the fucking show. Have you signed up for our Patreon?
Have you signed up for our Patreon? The interlude is your favorite part of the show, and you haven't signed up for our Patreon?
What?
If you like interludes, you're going to love our Patreon.
It's like one big
It's like a big interlude.
They got all these interludes. Well, they're not really interludes. They're backstories or us talking about episodes.
Yeah, it's not really like an interlude at all.
It's
kind of like an interlude.
In that there are words being spoken.
And that it's an interlude between the rest of your life before you're visiting our Patreon and after you visit our Patreon.
Yeah, yeah.
And kind of everything's like an interlude when you really think about it. Even the other parts of the show are sort of an interlude to get to the interlude.
It's kind of interlude before this. Yes. And interlude after this. It's really interlude, interlude, interlude.
Can I get intercrude in this interlude?
I hope you interdude.
Interlude sounds like...
I don't know
like,
if you should.
Interlude sounds like interlube.
Interlude.
I almost, earlier when you were naming the different ways people were listening, mm-hmm. I almost said, like, if you have some sort of, like, physical sound vibration device up your anus mm-hmm, right now right. that is producing the sound within your own body.
Yes.
And so if you are the kind of person who comes to the interlude because you love it and you love the way it makes you vibrate from the inside,
right.
Then you're the kind of person who's going to love our gutter talks, such as the one after this episode, which, as the listener may know, because I think we mentioned it last episode briefly, if you remember, this episode was recorded right after the previous one, which is the first time we've done that. And so it's a pretty fun gutter talk, if I recall, because we're kind of slap happy.
Everyone's
by that
loopy.
Point.
Everyone's loopy
for 2 days straight. Eleni, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that if you're the kind of person who's got the sound device up your butt or whatever and it's making sounds, and you're really going to love this.
We're up your ass, buddy.
Now you really need to sign up for the Patreon for what we just did to you.
Yeah.
We're humming and hooting in that cavern.
Come on, man. That's solid.
That's funny because we were all thinking of the different ways we were listening when Gannon was initially saying this, and I was imagining someone who was trapped in a cave and their oxygen was running out, but for some reason they had this like episode downloaded and they don't have Wi-Fi or signal or anything, and they're just like dying and listening to this. And in a way, a cavern is a bit like a butthole, and they are playing.
You know what?
And they're an interlude. It's an interlude.
It's really funny that you both say these things because I was imagining someone like shitting on their toilet, and then I was going to be like, yeah, or if you're pooping on your toilet, let us know. And then I was like, I don't want to fucking know that ever. I do not ever want to know that you were listening to this while pooping on your toilet.
Yeah.
So if you were, you keep that to yourself.
Completely to yourself. Not interested in even a cheeky sort of joke like, haha, isn't it funny I'm bringing it up? Not interested, no. Banned, blocked. But please sign up for our Patreon.
Please sign up for our Patreon.
Sometimes you need an aid to poop or pee, okay?
Like, yeah, you need something to calm you down. And let this soothing, soothing link calm you down. It's gutter.show/Patreon. Mm. Ooh.
Next week,
we're starting to soundscape.
Doing rain.
Next week?
Next week, when that episode, that Gutter Talk episode comes out, that is going to be the interlude between the main feed app and the stream, the Gutter Stream, the following week.
That's right.
Every third Wednesday of the month, we are streaming games over at gutter.show/watch. Or if you want to get around that, just go to twitch.tv/itsmikelonnytime. We're using that as a proxy.
Simultaneously. And yeah, gutter.show/watch will take you straight to our YouTube channel where you can subscribe and
comment things like, this is cool, I like this, I'm 12, what is this? That sort of thing. Those typical comments that we get.
Anyway,
we don't want 12-year-olds listening to. Oh, sorry. We don't want 12-year-olds listening to our show, but we do want adults pretending that they're 12 years old commenting on our show.
If you are 12, and you have your parents' permission to listen to the show, or who gives a fuck? But what you should do is you should go to your father's jeans and take out his wallet and take out his MasterCard and sign up for the Patreon.
Yeah,
$1 million a month.
He can handle it.
You should also put down your phone, put down your tablets, and start reading normal books, because that's going to make you really different, I think, as a 12-year-old right now in today's society.
The readers are, that's really where the cool is happening.
If I had a 12-year-old, I would be forcing them to read the way that, like, some parents force their kids to, like, be baseball players. I'd be so toxic about it. Oh, it would be beautiful.
You'd be like, write a book report. Write a book report right now. And
I'm realizing that's like what my parents did.
Damn. They molded this man before us now.
They made me write reviews of video games I would rent from Blockbuster.
Dude,
really?
Wish
like,
my
you
parents
can rent
made me
it
do
if
that.
You write a if you write a review.
Oh, that's such a cool move.
I went 2015 viral for posting an old review I wrote of a baby Mario game. I don't know. Anyway, we gotta get the hell out of here. This interlude's
been too long. We said 5 minutes.
I want to try that thing again. Bye.
This episode of Gutter is sponsored by Hero Forge.
Violet, Otter, it's me, Scratch. If you're listening to this tape, then it means my dark prophecy was correct. I got sucked into cyberspace after insulting an Etsy witch on an internet forum. But look, I've been digging through the pages of my archive, and I think I found just the way out. Think about it. The place where you make ideas come to life. Hero Forge. Hero Forge offers fully customized tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. With a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options, Hero Forge also offers downloadable model files for users to 3D print their unique designs at home. Meaning, you could design me, Scratch Kelly, on HeroForge.com. I could possess the digital model from here in cyberspace, then you could print me into existence itself. In theory. But that's not all. HeroForge also has custom printed dice where they'll stick your favorite mini, in this case me, floating inside a die. Or you could even put that mini, me, in this case, on a keychain. Hero Forge custom acrylic keychains are printed at the same scale as the rest of Hero Forge minis and arrive already attached to a high-quality zinc alloy lobster clasp, so you can take your favorite character, in this case me, wherever you go. And if you can't quite capture my likeness, it's okay. Hero Forge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options, adding new parts every week, so check back in and see what you missed. Listen, Violet, Otter, or anyone who finds this tape, visit HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today. It may just be the only way to set me free. And if it doesn't, well, at least you got a Scratch Mini to keep you company.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man.
Oh, hey, Gannon, Alenia, Casey, it's Mike. You guys won't believe this. I got stuck in space.
Yup.
My damn spaceship broke down by the asteroid belt. I guess that's because it's Orbital Blues Month starting April 1st on Backer Kit. Orbital Blues is an RPG from Soul Muppet Publishing about sad space cowboys, where your crew of desperate and downtrodden outlaws travel across a music-infused space western universe, filled with retro-future technology, plagued by heartbreak, and the haunting shadow of the blues. And in April, there's a spaceship full of new Orbital Blues projects such as Outlaws and Corporations, a uniquely printed book filled with NPCs, adventures, and setting inspo, as well as my personal favorite, Formula Infinity, a high-octane space racing adventure complete with bespoke racing mechanics, new character options, and a star system of new planets to explore. And that's just the tip of the space iceberg. Each project comes with a soundtrack from Behold, and hey, you're listening to a little bit of that right now. Check out Orbital Blues Month on BackerKit to see the full list of projects and backer rewards now through the end of April. Now, can someone ship me a backup warp drive? Because I think I broke mine, and I'm running out of beans, and I'm getting hungry. So get me the hell out of here. Help me, please.
Sanguis populi, the blood of the people. The dark protectors of the hidden city of Azeroth, deep within the illusory forest. Familiar with death as they have eluded it, they are called upon for a desperate task. Slaying a creature from the great beyond. Blythe.
This might not be easy, being surrounded by death. I don't understand how they can do it.
Elvira.
Someone must watch the bodies, and none do so as diligently.
Swan.
Into action so fast. I love when we get to go out.
It came from the sky. This great, pale monstrosity.
You just had to sate your hunger. You couldn't have saved it for the beasts.
I prefer the gratuity.
Vampirism is not immortality. It only prolongs the inevitable. Is this the end for Sanguis Populi? Blood in the snow. A tale yet told. Halloween 2025.
Sorceress, lower the barrier for just a moment. Sanguis Populi departs.
Listen to Tales Yet Told wherever you get your podcasts.
Violet, it is now your turn.
Violet is looking up in somewhat of horror. We take a veil roll for seeing this?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, we'll do veil roll.
Do we all do that, or is just Violet doing that?
Everyone does it.
Oh, wait, no. No, that's bad. I failed it. And I got luck, but I don't want to use it for a veil roll.
I passed. Woohoo.
Wow, this is my first time, I think, failing a veil roll.
All right.
How did you fail? You go above, right?
Huh? No.
You have to go below?
Yeah, like most other rolls.
Oh, yeah. Then I failed.
Three fails. All right. Everyone roll 1d4.
Mine is a four.
So a 3, 4, 4.
Okay. That's how much veil you lose.
Yowza.
Okay. You guys all sort of suffer like a reaction of fear. And you guys are one away from having a temporary veil loss. You are two away from having a temporary veil loss. But you guys are just all kind of like looking in terror. Mm-hmm. Fear strikes you as you see him just, you know, Jamiroquai walking on that wall. Jamiroquai.
Yeah, the whole time it hasn't been a cowboy hat. It's been
that fuzzy. Yeah.
Oh my god, the dark cowboy is Jamiroquai. Jamiroquai is kind of scary.
Oh like, yeah.
And baby, I don't know. I can't think of how his songs goes now. virtual insanity. So yeah, Violet is looking up and is feeling very smart and very caffeinated and very, and taking this momentary loss of veil reconnects them with the earlier sort of heightened awareness sensation on top of everything. And in just a sort of instinctual way, she takes a big whiff of the air.
I farted right before. I didn't realize this. I'm so sorry about
past, it. But you also smell past. You smell the fart, but you smell past the fart.
You smell past the fart. You smell the hollow legs of the spiders in the town that may be lurking on the side of an old building wall, perhaps on a web or something.
Yes, yes, I am. I'm picking up what you're putting down. You take a deep inhale of air and for a moment close your eyes, and for a moment, you know, a little tattoo on your leg, that little new tattoo sort of itches a little bit. So what are you sort of seeking?
I'm seeking some type of connection to gain a heightened awareness of either how he's climbing or if there's a weak spot or like, hey, if I shoot the spot, maybe he falls down
or like,
you know, some way of.
Okay.
What could a spider see that I couldn't see?
I see. Yes.
And that
yes,
I could get yes, a sense yes, for.
Yes. So this is like your new power.
Power.
This is, I think, probably our first proper time it's really coming out. Like it came out kind of when you're sketching two episodes
never used
back,
the
but.
Power.
But this is the first time you're actually sort of using the power. So you're give me a power roll.
How exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Hit. Regular hit.
Hit, regular hit. Okay. So from what you can tell, you get this sort of inkling, this arachnid inkling, that the thing that is connecting him to the wall is his boots.
Okay.
That is the inkling. That's just the kind of gut feel. Like you just have this gut
damn,
feeling.
Damn, those boots were limited edition.
Cool.
Also, Harry Styles was like climbing up the walls at his concert.
My arachnid inkling, also known as my don't.
We're
say
not.
It.
We're not.
We're not.
There's no connection.
That.
We're
there's
not
no
even
connection.
Bringing it. It's just.
Well, I didn't get. I didn't clock what you're talking about.
Great.
So.
Perfect. And for those who do, no, it's not the same. It's very different.
We're not doing the
you,
same thing as
that
other guy.
You guys are saying, I see, I see.
I'm trying to, okay, so like, we were like, okay, Violet sort of like had a critical like veil cracking open moment that was with a spider. It is very hard to come up with spider powers that are not Spider-Man. And they're not Spider-Man. We're not doing Spider-Man
no.
powers.
I want to say really quickly that Violet has this tattoo and she's drawing. Both of those are ink related. So spider
ink.
Or arachnid inkling.
Oh,
there is an inkling.
Call it
that's
like the,
cool.
Call it like web of truth because it's like the vibrations sensed on the web of reality and the truths that are
or like a lasso of truth.
Detect.
Yes.
Yeah. Lasso of, yeah. How about a lasso of truth? And you drive an invisible jet.
Yeah. But in my mind, it's like a being able to use the spider's thoughts in the same way, like a communication with spiders in some way, in the same way of communicating with whatever other stuff. Anyway, so the boots. And can we see the boots from the angle that we are?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Black reptilian.
Shooting at those boots.
Okay.
Blam.
Give me a roll.
Shoot the boots down.
New boot shooting.
What do they say? Boots the house down, mama?
They do say that.
Well, I got a hit, and it was a 69.
Whoa!
Hey, yeah, some numbers are still funny after all these years.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Kids.
And it's almost 6-7.
Okay, roll
that's
for damage.
Really good. Whoa.
I was really hoping we could get these boots, but...
17. It's a 17.
If I had boots, like...
Tell me that kills him.
Hold on.
Kills his feet.
Let
blows
Casey,
his feet
let
off.
Casey say his off-topic,
sorry.
Rambling thought.
If I had boots like that, and I try to walk up a wall... Do you know those little toys that are like little string?
Yes.
That they're taut until you press the button? That would be me on the wall. I would not be standing like upright, all cool. I would just be like, my legs would be stuck to a wall and I would be hanging in the most uncomfortable position.
You would get the core strength within 2 weeks.
Within a practice. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you probably, he worked at it. They're
okay.
His boots.
17.
Okay, and you're aiming at the boot, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You hold up that monster huge gun. Bam! You blam it off. That fucking, I think it's a gas-powered bullet, goes flying out. You see it hit that boot. The boot explodes. The foot explodes. Whoa. It's bloody. It's bloody, and he falls.
Okay, before he hits the ground, is it my turn?
It is. Otter, go ahead.
Otter would like to shoot him mid-air. This is sort of like when you got Piccolo and Krillin tag-teaming some lesser villain in Dragon Ball Z, and they're like, they do the thing where they like fly up into the sky and they hit the guy, and then they, as the guy's falling down, they go below him and they hit him again and redirect him.
But a lesser villain who joins the cast.
And I don't want to call this guy a lesser villain out of character just because I do
he's
think
a nature film.
He is a scary-ass dude. Mike thinks that. Otter is hiding that thought under many veils and layers and carapaces of bravado. Oh, the tiny alien inside Otter that's piloting him is protected by Deflon.
I hope you can kill him because I don't want that laugh inside my head.
I don't hope we kill him because I want to be able to talk shit to him after.
You know? Oh.
But I also...
You want to carry him around.
I don't want to disrespect him and be like, oh, we're going to kill him by just shooting him like 4 times because I kind of get the vibe that this guy is...
Unkillable.
Got tricks up his sleeves.
And like, I'm not trying to table talk because I'm going to say this in character in a second, but we got to get the fuck out of here. Because those fuckers are after us and they already know our face and want to get us. So there's no way we're going to talk them out of it.
Yeah, we're fucked. Simply put.
All right, I'm going to roll again. I'm going to push my roll. Roll a 73. I'm not just trying to fire my shotgun indiscriminately in this alleyway.
It could be like in One Piece, the clown with the head.
Buggy?
Yeah, and we keep his head.
Oh, yeah, we haven't. He's just got like hands and little feet.
Yeah.
All right, just a normal hit.
Normal hit. Okay, that is going to miss since he's moving in midair.
Even with a widespread as a shotgun?
Roll, and I'll do a third of the damage.
Third of the damage is fine. I'm just trying to let him know I'm still here, and you're falling from a building.
Yeah, a little pepper for that mashed potatoes.
And you said a third?
Yeah.
That's 5.
All right. Shit, that's still a lot. Okay. As he's falling out of the air, blam! He's fucking, you can see his leather jacket is shredded to fuck. His pants are ripped to shit. He has one foot. The other foot was completely blown off. Bam, blam through the air. You see more slugs hit him in the back. Meat Stew is like, oh, ho, ho!
Are fireworks
my God.
Still going off?
The too? Fireworks are still going off. And also, the caterwauling is getting louder. But he lands on the ground. Wham! For an additional 3 damage.
Ooh! That's the fall damage that H.P. Lovecraft intended a character to take.
Okay, boom! He is looking brutal right now. It is Scratch's turn.
Guys, I think we've done enough.
Scratch takes the fireworks, which are still probably have like half. And listener, maybe I faded it out. I don't want fireworks to go in for 20 minutes. So
you just play Katy Perry fireworks to metaphorically symbolize.
Yes, yes. Now that I can get away with playing for 20 minutes. and then he takes the firework thing and aims it down the alley, or not the alley, the street.
Yeah,
they would be coming from. Mm-hmm. These are little kitties. These are whistling and popping. They may be gatos, but they're going to be even more frightened about it. And he's hoping that this creates a barrier that holds him off for a time being. And he literally grabs Meat Stew and says, like, where's the car?
It's this way.
Scratch,
it's down the alley.
Running. Scratch is running.
It's Miles. Okay, you start booking it. Give me a dex roll.
72. What would happen if I failed this, Ganon?
You wouldn't be moving as fast or as well as you'd like to be moving.
You trip, your pants fall down.
Yeah, fucking your penis comes out, you fall out, you accidentally fall into like a perfect little hole with your penis.
That makes
you come immediately, the earth gives birth to a little brick version of you.
I'm Brick Kelly.
That's if you fail, because that's Kelly. Awesome. You should try to fail.
Yeah, but then it jumps up your ass and you explode.
I gotta go back inside my dad.
Fuck you, I hate my dad. I'm a little brick bitch and I'm gonna kill you.
Maybe it would be more feasible for all that stuff to happen if I did a double roll and try it again.
Ooh, double or nothing.
And then maybe I trip it, is the alternative.
Well, no, no. Yeah, the alternative is you come and then it gives birth to twin bricks. One goes up your urethra like one of those fish in the Amazon.
You know God.
Yeah, yes, failure would be a worst case.
An Ndiru fish. I think that's what they're called.
Ndiru.
Candiru.
Oh, that's right. They go into your penis. Your penis. Okay, I'm seeing a two. Yeah, I'm seeing a two. So that's going to be a pass.
That's a 2-2.
Damn it.
Two.
Sorry, Mike.
Scratch is wearing a 2-2 when he comes into the hole.
That's a hot hit.
Which is, I'd say that's hot.
That's pretty hot.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay, boom. Scratch, you are feeling fucking good after that nasty ass fucking Dasani weird fucked up water shit that you drank two episodes ago. You are like, you are fucking booking it. You are going pop, 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 pop.
Again, and once again, just to place the listener in Scratch's chronology, like he used to be a martial artist. There was a time where he was very physically adept, and it's been so far from that. And what he is finding is not just, oh, I'm stronger. It's like, oh, my muscle memory that for the past however many years has betrayed me, because every time I need to do something physically taxing, I'm not as capable as I think I should be.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's like, oh, no, no, I'm meeting the call.
Yeah. And here's the feeling you get. The feeling you get is like, you just, the muscle memory brings up a memory in your head is like, you, I don't know, sprinting for like track and PE in high school.
Sure, yeah.
And just nailing it. Like, and doing a great job and being like, whoa, I didn't know I was good at that. This is just like a memory you have, say.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like now, in your body, 30-something body, you're like, I still got it. I still got it.
I still fucking got it.
And you're booking it. Okay, so you guys see Scratch, he turns the fireworks around and just starts running. Meat Stew is like, I think we better peace the heck out, gang. And he starts running.
As he was saying that, Otter was already putting two more slugs in his shotgun and then calmly walking up to this shredded piece of shit on the ground. And Otter, when he played squash professionally at the height of his career, one of the things that he would be known for is his mercilessness. If someone was injured, he would be targeting their injuries. He'd be putting them in situations that were, like, disadvantageous. And he would be trying to win the next match that he had with this person in that first match to try and, like, get in their head and just totally not give them any grace or any sort of, like, sportsmanship or anything like that. And Otter just takes these two bullets, and he's looking down at this laughing guy, and he goes, keep laughing, buddy.
Hold on. Before you do that, he traces on his face. You're like, you know, hasta luego, and he goes, na, 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 na. And he does this, and you shoot him. So roll for damage.
17 damage.
17 damage. Okay. Splatter. Blood. Splatter. It's just gone. Smoke smoldering. Just a cracked open pumpkin right in front of you. But you're looking at this, and it's strange. His clothes aren't leather anymore. His face isn't. His face is blown open. His face is blown open. But, like, the skin you see, it's now that of a gatto. And the clothing that he's wearing is that of, like, these stringy ribbon robes.
Otter's confused by this, and he just... I assume it's all just, like, goop everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Is this motherfucker an Agent Smith?
You hear...
No, he's running. He's running.
Okay, give me a dex roll.
And Violet, I assume, hasn't run either.
Violet has not run. Violet is still standing there watching this all...
Violet.
Okay.
I'm metagaming. Grab the boot. Grab the remaining boot. Is it still there?
Were you going to grab the boot?
Grabs the boot. Well, is the boot there?
Okay, his body now, it resembles a gatto.
Right.
And where the boot was, there's now like a clog instead of the boot. But you reach down to pull at the... I don't know, you reach down to like touch it or whatever. Because you're so brainy and smart. You're like, I'm going to
touch
this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as you hear this like chanting and, you know, thunder coming up behind you. You reach to the clog and you pull the clog and the clog comes off and the boot is in your hand now.
Oh.
It's not a clog, it's the boot.
Oh, I'm definitely keeping that boot.
Yeah.
So
and I run.
He just that,
give me
that
a dex
was,
roll.
That like a was glamour.
His last fuck you so that it seems like we killed a gatto, so we're never
When you're ready, I have my roll.
What was it?
It's a golden hit.
Golden hit.
Golden hit.
Golden hit.
And here's what I propose.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a golden hit, you know what else is gold?
Mm-hmm.
My damn shoes. My inline skates.
That's fucking true.
Can we say that?
Tell me it's not true.
While the camera was not on Otter, mm-hmm. in between this, he somehow got into his boots really quickly. And let's say this is not a great place to be, like, on inline skates or whatever, but maybe it is.
Cobblestones.
It's gonna be a bumpy ass ride.
It was a bumpy ride.
I'm sorry,
but I like
you changed your shoes?
It's a golden hit, Eleni! Ever heard of it? You can say no, Ganon. This is a little cartoonish.
In the speed of all of this, you shot a guy out of the sky and you've changed your shoes.
And I shot him again.
Yeah. True. You shot him again. Right. And
when you lay it out
shoes.
Like that, I'm gonna say, let's just keep hoofing.
But hey, brownie points for the golden hit, golden rollerblades.
Oh, okay, what about this? Instead of a golden shoes, he lays a golden egg, which hatches, and there's a tiny little otter that says, "Commander, I will keep them from getting you."
And it has a suicide vest.
He has a suicide vest. He runs directly into the gatos, and he says, "For Black Fox," before blowing up.
Now, is that okay?
Now, is that okay? Eleni?
Yeah, sounds great.
Game Master Eleni, is that okay?
Scratch, was your hit a pass, or was it a hot hit?
It was a hot hit.
It was a hot hit, thank you. Okay.
But when Eleni grabbed, or sorry, when Violet grabbed the boots, did that disperse the illusion on the body?
Not the whole body, no.
I don't want to metagame and be like, oh,
just Otter, on the boot.
Otter grabs the body and then it turns back into the guy. But
you mean you could try?
My first instinct was to grab the body and then like pull it with us to try to get rid of the evidence. But then I was like, then it just looks like I'm carrying a dead gato. So I'm like, Otter wouldn't do that. So I'm not going to say I do that. Otter just simply hightails it out of there with a golden hit of agility and speed, and you're like, damn, this guy did all that, and now he's running in the opposite direction with such ease and grace. This man is how many years old? Oh, all right.
How about you use your golden hit to take the boot from me and run?
What are you doing?
I failed my dexterity.
So you throw it to him and he...
I'm not even going to throw it because I'm afraid that if I throw it, I
won't. Another roll. Can I use my golden hit to grab you?
So we're running away right now. This will slow you down, you grabbing Violet, but it'll get her a little faster. It'll make you a little slow.
I don't mind that. Violet can launch off of me like a spaceship dropping its thruster.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry you can't tear any of us to pieces with the crowd, though, Ganon. I know you wanted to.
Violet.
Ganon's trying to do a Bengazi on us.
I am.
Bengato.
Bengato. Bengato's not going away, Ganon. Bengato's not going away.
Otter, you start running.
But her e-meows.
You see Violet sort of like, shut the fuck up. You see Violet doing a little trip. There's a little trip. You stop, you run back, you grab her hand, and you guys are both pulling away together, side by side with Meat Stew. Scratch just a little ahead of you. Let's say like the camera is in front of you guys as we see all of you guys running down as fast as you can this little hallway. And we see behind you like the smoke of all these fireworks going off. And you see coming through the smoke of these fireworks this huge crowd of gatos on the ground, up on the little catwalks on the side.
Oh my God.
Like all in these ribbon clothes. And they are, I mean, they're... Cats are fast.
They're on all fours now.
That's a good point.
They're catting.
They're actually so slow on their hind legs.
Yeah. No, they're like, yeah, they're kind of like doing like this kind of weird combo of like running and then like going on all fours and then going back into a run and then
kind of like a chimp or a gorilla who's like kind of transferring mm-hmm. from yeah.
Yeah. No, it is rather chimp like, and they're rushing headlong all the way down the alleyway towards you. Let's say they're like, we'll start at like a block from you guys, city block or something.
Okay.
As you guys are peeling away.
Are there any like side alleys that we can like cut down? I guess we also have Meat Stew.
Meat Stew is the one who knows where the car is.
And he also knows where
following.
The Lost Boys are. Can he guide us to the Lost Boys? Can the Lost Boys help us?
Yeah, Meat Stew's just running, and he's like, and there are like alleys splitting off. He's like, should we split up?
No, man, we just need to get to the car.
It's miles away. I took a tram all the way over here.
Meat Stew, where are the Lost Boys?
Where are the Lost Boys?
The Citadel! They're in the basement of the Citadel!
Wait, where's the Citadel?
Is the center of town!
Should we get there? Would that be the goal?
It's miles away! That's where Booger is!
Okay, we gotta hide! We gotta hide! Get to our side alley!
Oh, take this one! So you guys start running down a side alley, and this one's even tighter. Like, you basically have to go, like, one by one down this little alley. Up ahead, you can see there's a wall, like, a dead end. But it's a wall that you could, like, hypothetically jump over.
They do.
And if it's so thin, I feel like this is a classic sort of, like, use the side walls.
Ooh, yeah.
To do the, like, I mean... not to toot my own horn, but I feel like even Mike Migdahl could do this shit pretty.
I like that.
Barely, you know, I go to the gym sometimes.
Oh yeah, can I get some rolls for how you guys want to try and get over this wall up ahead of you guys?
Do you want hot cross buns or kind of potato rolls? Which one are you hungry for, Shannon? To get bribed? Just kidding. That was so stupid.
Oh man, you're playing too much.
I play too much. I play too damn much.
I got a hit.
Doing what?
Dexterity.
Dexterity. Okay.
Oh my god. Zero. Could be the worst, could be the best. Here we go.
Only gonna be the best.
Only a 1 in 10 chance that it's the worst. That's 0-4, baby.
Woo, hot.
Golden.
Golden.
Hit. Let's hear it.
Golden hit.
Golden hit.
Golden, golden hit.
What are you doing? Are you climbing? Is it dexterity? What is this?
Here's the thing. An otter can do this first, but what he's talking about is a kind of thing you might do in, like, martial arts training or, like, ninja warrior kind of shit. So I feel like we see Scratch just feeling himself physically right now, like, in a way that just is almost doesn't make sense, and yet it feels so right in his body right now. Do something like that. He's not grabbing the whatever this fence is and scrambling up it. He jumps up on like a garbage can and then something else, but he's doing like a right left kind of thing until he can cat pass directly of cat pass Gato City directly over the top of the fence.
Yeah, okay, that's what you see. You see Scratch jump up onto a garbage can. He pops his right foot onto a little bit of catwalk verticality, and then he hops right on over the wall.
He's surprised.
Violet runs ahead and just jumps up on the wall, pulls herself over, pops over. Otter.
Otter got just a normal hit, and that's good enough?
That's good enough, yeah. What is this, a dexterity climbing?
Yeah, dexterity. Otter is running, and he's feeling heightened. He's feeling excited. He's looking at Vi and Scratch, two people who he remembers not too long ago having an excellent training montage where they were both complaining so goddamn much.
Yeah, and we were whining.
Violet was like smoking cigarettes, kept like being like, Violet would be like, I have to tie my shoes. And then would like just stop exercising as soon as we ran away.
Yeah.
We'd catch her smoking cigarettes. But here they are, moving, grooving, being active. And Otter is getting tired, but he's, fuck all that. He jumps over. Oh yeah!
Boom!
Like the cat jumping over the moon.
Boom! You guys are in this back. You're like surrounded by like big baskets of like Gato laundry. This is like a little laundry. There's like a little stream. There's like these Gatos like doing laundry in the stream.
Can we say that we jump over this thing, land in separate laundry baskets, and then emerge wearing the clothes of the laundry? So like we're already starting to look like a little different. And can we all maybe just describe what our new outfits are, Danon?
Go for it. Ugh. Crowd's getting louder. And Meat Stew climbs. Yeah, I made a good roll for him. I'm not going to kill him today. But he climbs over. He climbs over the wall and also lands in a basket. He comes out dressed up like a sailor. And then he shakes his head and it falls off.
Scratches Chiquita Banana. It's just a classic.
Oh, that's so wild because I literally...
Were you going to do the... Did I steal it from you?
No. But on theme, Otter... is dressed like the sun-made raisin lady.
Okay.
Oh, then I feel like I gotta... Then Violet has gotta come out as the sunscreen baby who's getting their pants rolled down.
Yeah.
And their butt's showing for just a second, like, ooh! Yeah. And then, you know, they pull their pants back up and back in normal clothes.
So Otter's just wearing... Or Otter. Vi's just wearing a bikini and no top.
Oh, like a child.
It was just a moment of time.
Yeah, yeah, we shook it
when
off.
You shook it off. And now I'm all fully clothed again.
Oh, well, tell the otter who's still dressed like the sun made raisin.
You're in your normal clothes.
Scratch holding his, like, giant head of fruit. Yeah, cornucopia or whatever it's.
The Gattos back here are looking at you like crazy, like, what the fuck are you guys doing back here? You look dead ahead, there's an open door, presumably to the laundromat where they're working at, also where the water's running, there's like a drain, one of those little drain pipes where the water is running through.
Sure.
And Meat Stew's like, let's keep on running.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
It's miles away. No, we have to hide somewhere. We're going to get tired. Can we peel into a, like, can we hop into a window or something? Like, is there an open window?
Ooh, peel! Otter grabs a banana off of Scratch's head, throws the banana peel behind us.
Yes.
So that it's like a, you know, they're going to slip on it.
Yeah, all right.
Yes.
The whole crowd is going to slip on it.
They don't know where the fuck we are. We lost
I think we
ass.
Need to, like, dive out of sight, if possible, and hide in somewhere.
Meat Stew points, and on the second floor, there's, like, an open window. He's like, you guys up for one more climb?
Let's do it.
Okay. This dude's trying to do it.
This has to be actual climb, or can we do dex?
And
I think this is an actual climb.
Okay. I'd like to do one more thing.
Yeah.
If possible. Since we just ran through that laundry, I would like Violet to light a cigarette real quick and toss it into the laundry in the hopes that it will start a fire.
Cool.
And then we're going into the second floor of the laundry building that we're starting to fire?
No, just outside in the ones outside.
We're going to a different building. Yeah, the
where
ones that we just
Chiquita
hopped out of.
And or sun-made raisin and sun-tone or whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is.
And we can't use dex?
Gotta be climbing, I think.
Dude, my climb is 30. I got 29.
Oof.
I didn't even have to use luck for that.
Nice.
How do I re-roll?
Just re-roll, and if you fail, worst thing possible happens.
You're gonna fall to the ground and hurt yourself bad.
All right, that's fine, because I really failed bad, so.
Please roll better, please.
Oh, I did. I got a hot hit.
Nice. Oh, my God.
Because okay, a golden hit would
Otter
be below
help.
My last
really?
One.
Right? Yeah, Otter failed.
Okay, well, we're gonna get to
twice?
That. So.
Yes.
Okay. So the three of you guys, like, hop onto the wall. You're trying to climb up this edifice as fast as you can. You know, there's, like, a lot of things on these walls for the verticality that these Gattos so love. You're climbing up first. Violet pulls themselves through this window, followed by Scratch, and you're in there for a second, and you don't see anything. You look out the window, and you see Otter has fallen and presumably hurt himself.
Otter,
can you give me a roll d4 for damage?
Yeah. I threw a die at Casey because you said something so funny that
but her e-meows?
But her
e-meows. Oh, my God, yeah. That's so good.
Amazing.
You were mad at me because I
didn't hear it. Sometimes I'm thinking about rules so much.
We're interrupting you. You're absolutely
it is,
valid.
That's one of those moments where I'm listening back and I'm like, fuck, that's really funny. And I was like thinking about
no, you were running the class. Yeah, Otter took 4 damage, maximum amount at 7.
Ouch.
He falls back, and the reason it would have just been 3 damage, but the bugle is kind of sharp, and it hits him right in the kidney.
Yes.
His kidney ruptures, and he's bleeding internally.
Fuck.
He's pissing blood.
You're hurting bad, and you're like, ah. And then you feel yourself being picked up. And it's Meat Stew, and he's picking you up, and he's like, he's just sort of like pulling you up. He's like, get on my shoulders, quick.
Is he gonna go a different way, or are we gonna meet him? Should we like?
Are you asking that too?
Hey, mate,
hold on. Let me just have my moment with Meat Stew.
Yeah,
just pick
so
me up
sorry.
Tenderly. I have to do this for the people who are part of Meat Otter.
Come on, there,
Otter,
buddy.
Otter Stew.
Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. I thought you'd never ask. And Otter gets pulled up by Meat Stew.
Meat Mayhew.
Meat Mayfield.
Oh, Mayfield. It's Mayfield. I thought it was. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Otter.
And it's just two guys who like sports, and for one moment, all is still.
buddy, Gary, we need you rocking another day, buddy.
I think I like the sound of that.
Oh, I think I like the sound of that too.
Let's go. Okay.
So Otter is like getting onto his shoulders, and you guys are pulling Otter up through the window, I imagine.
Oh, we are. Okay.
It's only on the second floor. I think if you stand on a 6 foot tall guy's shoulder.
Yeah, okay. No, you, okay. You can grab me, and as you're pulling me up, Otter's pants still fall down again because he still doesn't have his belt. Same thing that happened last episode. And now you see there's a small spider tattoo on his butt cheek. Nah, just kidding. Otter's not swaggerjacking vibe. Come on, he would never.
Meetstu says, I'll meet you at the Citadel. Just look for the center of town.
Take care of yourself, Meetstu.
Wait, before you go. Scratch drops a smoke bomb. Light that if you need cover.
Copy that, soldier. And he throws it down the alley, and he just starts booking it through the laundromat. You guys are sitting in, I think it's like, oh, let's say it's a bathroom. So it's a room full of like, there's like a big sandbox in the room. And like, yeah, I guess they just lick themselves.
And there's, what?
and there's some pads for like sharpening your claws or whatever. But you guys just are just sort of, are you guys running right now? Or are you just sort of
catching his breath and he's reloading his shotgun?
Here's the image that I like. So you guys are just all in this room, and it's not like a poopy stinky room. It's like kind of a clean bathroom. So anyway, you guys are like catching your breath in this, you know, sort of pretty ornate wallpaper. You hear like this crowd, just the cats, you know, howling. Sorry, Casey. coming down this alley, just you wing it, you know. Like, don't kill yourself. You know, they're going down this thin alley.
It almost sounds like just one cat yelling one time for 1 second.
Huge crowd rushing.
Some of them are using human speech, so it's going to be a mixture of like mob sounds, but also like the kind of caterwauling. Yeah.
Anyway, so they're running down. You just hear this rush of like violence and running, and you can hear the gatto launderers screaming, and they just you hear them running and smashing through the laundromat. Oh,
and there was also a bit of that little fire happening. So
oh fuck
it
the
was
fire!
A,
so it just it, started, but it was very small.
Yeah, it was a distraction enough though that you hear the little gatto city fire alarm for the little fire department coming out.
It's analog. I don't know how they did it, but it is. It's analog. It's just
you think
like,
you guys think the crowd knows that it was us who said that stuff?
I mean, it
well, they're gonna assume because we're just two long legs who came and disturbed their ceremony.
But we were polite and we apologized. I thought we were self-deprecating.
I'm sorry, you guys. No, we are hated. We were hated before that happened, and we are really hated now.
But we gotta be somebody in the crowd who loves us.
We hate the Mountain King, and the Mountain King hates them. So come on, what
they
the hell?
Don't know. We
have
been
to show
framed.
Them.
No, we don't have to show them. We have to get out of here.
Let's see that boot.
Oh yeah.
Can you stick to a wall?
Something kind of weird about this boot. Well, let's see.
No, I shouldn't know that. Say, what boot is that? Why you got it? Is that the cowboy's boot?
Yeah, I got this weird instinct that the boot made him stick to the wall.
I guess that would make sense because you shot his foot and then he
fell. That from the drink you had that instinct?
I don't know. It's from something. I just like feel something. You know, it's...
No, there's something.
It's weird.
There's Gato City's water has like, I feel it too. It's kind of like a really upset feeling in your stomach, like you're gonna shit your pants all the time.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm gonna shit my pants all the time, but I also feel like a really, really strong sense of clarity and brilliance and awareness. Yeah, and maybe they're unrelated to each other, but I feel like a genius.
I think that might just be the potential that's always been inside you finally getting.
Well, once
tapped.
The energy drink wears off, I think I'll just feel normal.
Wait. Otter, it just hit me after hearing you say that. Was the water in Dorinda's water bottle just water all along? And I was just meant to believe that I could change and get better.
Otter,
because that
Otter has
would
a big
be...
smile on his face, and you think he's going to be like, yes. And he's like, no. That was really scary water. I honestly am really scared that you drank that, and I don't know if you're safe still. I'm really worried for you.
I don't know what it is, but I feel... good. I feel healthier than I did before.
I just want to see...
Healthier than after the mushrooms. I'm sorry. I just need to
Whoa.
Say.
healthier than after the mushrooms? Yeah, those reverted my lungs back to perfectly
that
normal.
That made me an Olympian again. Those muscles bulging.
It uncircumcised me. Whoa. I know.
Yeah, that's... Okay, anyway.
We're still hiding.
Okay.
And one thing I am...
I wanted to say something.
Yeah, say it.
This boot... Check this out. And Violet holds the boot up to the wall and, like, lets go to see if the boot will stick to the wall. Does it?
It sticks.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I know we only got one, but that could still be pretty useful.
You guys were firing on all fucking cylinders. That dark cowboy came into our house, tried to disrespect us, and eat our dinner. And we ate our dinner and looked at him and said, no, we are the one who eats in this house. You are the one who gets shot off a wall.
I have an idea. What if I cut this boot in half and I put half of the soles on the bottom of one shoe and half of the sole on the bottom of the other shoe?
Let's explore that next episode.
Yeah.
Otter is fired up as hell, and he takes one little sort of peek over the windowsill, and he looks out to the alley to see if the coast is clear.
Is anybody coming?
The alley is just fucked up. Crazy fucked up. All this shit. All the nice gatto ladies doing laundry are not there anymore. There's laundry all over the place. But curled up in a big pile of that laundry, we see...
Petruvius!
Shut the...
And the mob runs
into the bathroom.
No, you kill all of us.
You get looking out the window. You see on a pile of laundry a tubby little white cat with brown and gray spots. Guys, it's a blackout.
I really thought you were saying a tubby white little guy named Mike Migdahl.
Anyone describe you as tubby would that, be.
I mean, I would love to see that.
Time.
No, that's my body dysmorphia describing myself when I age normally.
Yeah, and your nipples are super long.
They're as long as a string.
And I'm like, why are my nipples smaller than they normally are? They're only super long, not super duper long?
Why?
Why are my nipples smaller than they normally are? They're only super long, not super duper long.
Why?
Time to put them in the machine. The elongation.
The elongation machine? Shit.
Yes, and we're in the talk back. Casey knocked
are
over.
We're doing it. We're doing talk back.
Oh, we're doing it.
Why not? Let's just get ahead.
Wait, are we
pipeline.
Doing it? Okay.
Yeah.
It's it's content Sunday.
And we're not content to stop making
That's right.
content.
That's right.
Oh, I can't believe it's not Gutter. That could be another thing for some sort of segment that we do on the Patreon where we're not talking about Gutter at all.
Yeah, that's good.
That sounds, honestly, that sounds like a slam dunk. I can't believe it's not Gutter. That would be like our...
I can't believe it's not Gutter.
And it's just
my God.
It's us doing a second campaign.
Honestly, that's
in our Studio Ghibli-inspired world.
That's what our guidance are.
That's really
quote,
funny.
Unquote.
Yeah,
I can't
if they're
not
directly
not Gutter.
Yeah.
That's... Hey, you heard it here first. One day, if we do extended universe stuff...
I can't believe it's not Gutter.
That's... And you know what? The talk back is over because that was too good.
Wait a second. Is that Blackout the Cat?
Whoa, yeah. Oh my gosh.
What the hell?
Gutter.